the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller.
Hello, I'm Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller with your Friday financial tip, something to help you stay on the path to financial success. I'm the only bankruptcy lawyer you'll ever hear with advice of how to avoid filing for bankruptcy. In my show here on Radio CareRML, I provided many tips designed to help you develop power over your finances. This power is what will motivate you to develop the good habits that'll keep you out of debt problems. Of the many serious financial problems I see every day, a large portion of them is caused by marital breakdowns, whether divorces, separations, or ending any long-term relationship. Few families make enough to really support two households, even if both parents are working. When you throw a child or spousal support into the mix, you have the makings of a financial disaster. And here's a wake-up call for anyone who thinks that the typical American family still consists of a two-parent household. Today, more than a third of all children in the U.S., over 20 million kids, are being raised in single-parent homes. So here's some money tips to help single parents stay on track. First, create and stick to a budget. I've recommended budgeting many times here on CareRML, but it's even more important where there are no longer two incomes. It may look like a lot of work at first, but putting it together and then sticking with it will pay huge dividends. Living within a budget can save hundreds of dollars a year and has the added benefit of highlighting where you waste the most money. Second, address what-if scenarios. Estate planning is important for all parents, but it's even more so for single folks who often have no one else to fall back on. Determine who will take care of your child in the event of your illness or death. Make sure you have adequate life insurance. Remember, term insurance is very cheap. Carefully review your employee benefits to make sure your medical and disability insurance coverage are adequate. If not, think about purchasing your own individual policy. Third, review your financial documents. If you're recently divorced or widowed, reevaluating financial documents is critical. Get all your financial documents organized, whether bank accounts, IRAs, investments, or credit card bills, and resist the temptation to have online statements. They're too hard to keep track of. Always receive paper statements. Make sure your accounts are registered under the proper names and that beneficiaries have been established or changed. And very important, if you're divorced, be sure you speak with your attorney to be sure your ex-spouse cannot add charges to your credit cards. Fourth, pay yourself first. Most folks should have an emergency fund, but when you don't have the safety net of a second income, it's even more critical. Make saving a priority. I recommend setting up a voluntary deduction from your paycheck that goes to a special savings account. This should be a priority item, even if it means downsizing your lifestyle. Then move on to retirement savings. Don't put off your own retirement savings in order to give your child an elevated lifestyle. Take care of yourself financially so that you model financial responsibility while also avoiding becoming a burden on your child in later life. Fifth, don't let your kids send you on a guilt trip. Single parents often feel guilty for not spending enough time with their children due to work or other commitments. Don't try to compensate with cash. Money isn't a cure for guilt. Do not succumb to guilt-driven purchases that blow your budget. It can wreak havoc on your financial situation and teach the wrong behaviors. Sixth, get support. Network. Many mom networks, for example, even if they're not geared to single mothers, are forums for swapping tips on shopping bargains, affordable childcare, outlets for used clothing and sports equipment, and other money-saving strategies. There are also single dad support groups and other resources for single fathers. And last, strike a balance. When you're home, really be with your family. But when you're at work, make sure your children understand why it's important for you to work and that they know not to interrupt you unless there's really an emergency. It can be tough to maintain a focus when you're pulled in so many directions and are responsible for making all the decisions. No one can do it all. Lean on friends and family for babysitting. Take time for yourself when possible. With one person playing both mom and dad, not to mention cook, chauffeur, teacher, and everything else, single parent schedules are often already stretched to the breaking point, but it's critical to take time to put together a financial plan. Folks, getting power over your finances is a series of these small steps. But those small steps can lead to a feeling of hopelessness, a feeling of being overwhelmed. I'm here to encourage you to take those small steps and create those good habits that can make real changes in your life. But if you're having financial problems, visit my website, clarkmiller.com, where you can access my full library of Back Friday Financial Focus shows, or call me at 424-1764. That's 424-1764, Initial consultations are always free and without obligation. If you're in debt trouble, I'm the man to see. So please join me here every Friday on Radio KRML in the 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. hours for your Friday financial tip. This is Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller saying, go have a great day.
Listen each week for the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller, right here on KRML.